Hello and welcome to another episode of the Gay Erotica podcast by Liam Williams. This week's story was written for an erotic life drawing session that I attended and collaborated with for Life Art Collective. It was inspired by the session and was premiered at the session last week. The session was a lot of fun. The model was very hot for the artists to draw, and my stories accompanied many of the poses during the session. If you'd like to follow Life Art Collective, there's a link to their Instagram in the episode description, so you can keep in touch and find out when they have future sessions coming up. But this story is titled My First Life Drawing Class. The last time, actually the only time, I did life drawing was when I was in my second last year of high school. I was studying art and it was offered. I'd been to the school's annual life drawing exhibition every year. Not for the same reason as most of the boys wandered through the makeshift gallery, as an excuse to see some tits and laugh about it. I genuinely wanted to look at some art. Okay, maybe there was some curiosity. But the drawings were never erotic in theme, so as horny as I was as a teenager, I never really felt aroused by the artwork. I was probably more aroused by the overheard conversations of my classmates talking about their experience with the body parts on display, or how they were enjoying seeing different things. They always phrased that enjoyment so as not to actually admit to being aroused. When my opportunity to do life drawing finally came around, I was kind of disappointed that our art teacher couldn't find a nude model. Again, not because I wanted to get some arousal out of the situation. It was more curiosity. Thinking back now, I realize I always had a curiosity about nudity. These days, I'm an opportunistic nudist, getting nude where I can, with whoever I can. I didn't realize that was something that had drawn me to life drawing, but even back then. But the model in high school wasn't nude. Considering that it was one of our classmates' sisters, it was probably a good thing. She didn't wear much, and what she did wear was figure-hugging, so we were able to still look at, think about, and draw the shapes of her body. Overall, it was a good class, and I enjoyed it. I would have liked to have drawn a nude model, but it wasn't the case. So when I found Life Art Collective on Instagram, hosting a drawing in my area, I was immediately drawn to it. Pardon the pun. It's been a while since I was in high school. I'm not really prepared to say how long that was, but it's a while. It had taken me a good amount of time to find the time and space to want to give life drawing a go again, but when I saw that there was an event near me, I signed up immediately. I knew once I'd put the money down for it, I'd make the commitment and actually turn up. And now I'm sitting in a room with a few other guys, an easel in front of each of us as we surround a small stage. It's getting later in the night and we've had 6 or 7 poses so far. My heart was racing a little bit before the model came out, and it was racing a little more once he entered and removed his robe. There must be an art to undressing, one that this model was clearly well versed in. The slow removal of the covering drew my eyes across his lean torso. His body was not overly muscular, but definitely meaty and well-defined. The spread of dark hair across his strong pecs matched the beard he clearly worked to maintain. I didn't need to look around to know that all eyes in the room were locked on him. My dick twitched a little in my pants, and I regretted my decision not to relieve myself before this session. I didn't think an obvious erection would be acceptable from a patron. I also regretted the decision not to wear underwear. That was going to make any growth even more obvious. My eyes followed the model as he slinked his body over the platform and held the first pose. There was a moment of pause, no doubt some admiration from the others in the room, before a bell rang and the leader of the night, Chad, prompted us to draw and we all remembered what we were there for. It's always good to start with a basic whole body outline, maybe from the top down, before working on the details within. Chad offered his first artistic hint of the night. The first couple of poses were great. I was impressed with the model's ability to hold those physical poses for as long as he did. It didn't take long before I was engrossed in the act of drawing. The lines spread across the page, and very quickly I was viewing this man in front of me as more of an artistic representation than anything else. It eased my mind a little. Maybe I could get through this without a wet patch on the front of my slacks. The third pose was slightly longer than the first two, and again I was impressed by his ability to maintain his composure and position throughout. I felt like my artistic feel was starting to come back the longer I worked through the session. I'm not sure my drawings really represented him in too much detail or accuracy, but art is whatever you make of it, right? A short stretching break for all of us resulted in a reminder that the subject of my drawing was actually a very attractive man. The stretch above his head tightened his abs, showing just how lean his body was and highlighting the V that led to his ample cock. As he bent to stretch his legs, I was suddenly jealous of those sitting on the other side of the room. I also stood and stretched, taking the opportunity to glance around at my fellow artists, noticing that a couple were sheepishly covering their crotches. At least I was unlikely to be the only one sporting wood this session. The next couple of poses got a little more, how should I say it, revealing. Rather than showing off the physical aspects and capabilities of the male form, these next two moved a little more into the erotic side of being a man. It wasn't like I hadn't noticed this guy's dick before, but somehow this second group of poses drew a little more attention to it. Maybe the change of angle helped. For one of them, it was almost like he was pointing his junk straight at me. That one made it a little harder to concentrate on the creative aspects of what I was there for. The strokes in my drawing became a little slower, and I'd like to say that was because I was being more deliberate, but it was really because my attention was more focused on the visual on the stage than the visual on my page. The bell rang to signal the end of the next session of poses and our second break. Everyone stood up, and the group divided between the bathroom and the refreshment station that was set up at the back of the room. I was grateful for the break. I had nervously attacked the refreshments before we started and needed the bathroom badly. As I walked, I noticed the model place his robe back on and head to the bathroom. At least I was ahead of him. It didn't look like I was following him. I stepped up to the urinal and removed my cock. My stream started just before the model stood beside me and opened his robe. His thick cock hung down and I felt strangely guilty that I looked at it, considering I had numerous depictions of it on my easel. "I don't mind you looking," the model said, as if he could read my mind. "If I minded the looks, I wouldn't do this for a job." I laughed in response. I couldn't think of anything to say. "Enjoying the night?" I nodded. "Your first time, I guess?" His voice was friendly, but there was a definite confidence in the way he spoke. "Yeah, it is." Words finally came to me. "I'm glad I picked tonight to come." I tried to keep the same friendly tone, intending to compliment him without sounding too eager or creepy. "I'm Angel, by the way." His stream finished and he shook the meat in his hands before tying his robe up. It was only then that I realized I had just been standing there and holding my own cock, my stream having well and truly ended. "Evan," I managed to reply, lifting my eyes away from his crotch. "I'm glad you picked tonight to come as well." Angel smiled. The bell rang before I could respond to his last comment and he turned away. "I hope you enjoy the last pose," he said as he washed his hands and left the bathroom. I put my cock away, taking a moment to compose myself before washing my own hands and heading back out to my easel. The room had been rearranged slightly, so that the easels were now in a semicircle, all facing in essentially the same direction. Angel was leaning on the edge of the stage blocks, talking to the organizer. The pair spoke quietly, pointing occasionally to the boxes. As their conversation continued, they rearranged a couple of elements, and the shape now had a couple of levels, and more closely resembled a couch than a stage. The rearranging of the easels now made sense. I sat on the stool at my easel, busying myself while thinking of his cock. I could see the outline of it hanging amongst the folds of his robe as he put the boxes in their final positions. While I had essentially been looking at his cock for over an hour already, I'd just seen it up close, and it was even more impressive and imprinted in my mind now. Another bell rang and the remaining couple of artists returned to their easels and readied themselves. Angel removed his robe and there was no doubt that his dick was a little thicker than before. Perhaps my thoughts about the gradual sexual progression of the poses were correct. As he sat, I realized that the new arrangement of the platform was essentially directly facing me. All of the easels were in a position to see Angel from the front, but it seemed as though I was the one blessed with the most direct view. Angel shifted his body as he moved into position for the last pose. I could see the muscles of his body stretch as he lifted one arm to rest his hand behind his head. The leanness of his torso was again on display as his oblique muscles stretched, leading my eyes to the hair in the hollow of his armpit. My eyes drifted across his strong, furry chest to his other arm, following it down to where it rested beside his thick, hairy cock. His legs were spread wide and his heavy balls sat between them. As he finalized his position, Angel's legs spread even wider and one propped up on a small block beside him. That last move revealed just a hint of arse cheek and the crevice between them, which also had a light covering of fur similar to that which spread across his muscular legs. My eyes wandered up his body again, taking in the view in its entirety. Directly in front of me was a hot, hairy man, laid out nude. His muscles were on show, his legs spread, his cock hanging by his waiting hand. My cock was already beginning to grow in my jeans, but as I moved up to his face, I saw that he was looking directly at me. Angel winked as the bell rang to signal for us to start drawing. The action stalled me for a moment before I was able to pick up any drawing implement. "Remember, start with the basic outline," Chad reminded us as I heard the beginning scratches of charcoal on paper. I followed the tip yet again, getting down the basic lines of the shape of Angel's body on the page. For this first part, I did my best to focus on the body as a whole, making an effort not to look directly between his legs every time my eyes returned to the model. I started from the top and worked my way down his body. As I outlined his legs, I noticed that his cock was a little fuller than before. It was clear that he was becoming aroused. With the outline of his body completed, I began to add details. As I had gotten used to the form of his body over the night and the confidence in my artistic skills had returned, the shape of his strong chest appeared quickly on the page. Outlining his abs took a little longer, perhaps because I was taking my time in admiring the lean shape of his body. I took my time also to shade the fur across his torso, the dark hair highlighting the masculinity of the form in front of me. The hair on his body was darker and thicker than that on his arm, but I found myself adding as much detail to the musculature and hairiness of his arms as well. As I finished the line of the arm that draped down beside his body, my eyes followed his forearm to see his hand resting beside his now fully erect cock. I froze. While his cock was impressive before, seeing it in its fullest state had my mouth watering. It stood up from his body, perfectly straight, with the foreskin rolled back neatly behind the swollen head. He made no effort to hide it, and, glancing around the room, I realized I wasn't the only one admiring it. I took the opportunity to look for a moment before beginning to add the details. Now I knew why Chad had reminded us to wait. It would have been disappointing not to be able to feature this beautiful erect cock in my final artwork of the night. I started with his heavy balls, outlining the full round shape that rested between his legs. As the strokes of my drawing moved up his cock, I paused. Angel's fingers crept up the length before slowly wrapping around the thickness. Without pause, he began stroking. It took all of my concentration to complete the details of the rest of his body while he stroked. At first, his movements were slow, but the enjoyment he was experiencing was obvious. My cock grew as he worked his member and I watched Angel's chest expand as his breathing became heavier. As I watched him stroke, I was aware of the pre-cum leaking into my jeans and the way my cock was straining against the fabric. I wasn't sure if removing my cock would be accepted at this point, so I tried my best to complete my artwork before the time limit was up. I shaped the thickness of his cock, the way it had a slight bulge about halfway up, exemplifying the thickness. A drop of pre-cum formed on his head and I instinctively licked my lips. What I wouldn't give to be able to slurp that up right now. I continued to sketch the glorious package of this incredible specimen in front of me. My dick continued to leak in my jeans and I continued to force my hands to remain focused on the artistic demands of the moment rather than demands below my waist. One thing was for sure, the minute I got home I would be finding Angel's OnlyFans, subscribing and coating myself in cum before I fell asleep. I shaded the area around the base of Angel's cock, It wasn't a thick, natural bush, but it had been sculpted to present his cock beautifully while maintaining the manliness of his thick, dark hair. Angel picked up the pace of his stroking. He was clearly getting into it. I wondered if we would be lucky enough to see him climax, or whether he would leave us wanting more. Regardless, I worked to finish my artwork. I didn't want to be staring at my page when he sprayed his cum across his glorious body. 1 minute, Chad announced. The last few strokes on my page added some highlights to the strong form of Angel's legs. My intention was to draw the viewer's eyes to his cock. Not that I think any viewer of Angel would be not drawn in that way anyway. But it was my attempt at some sort of artistic technique. Angel picked up the pace on his cock again, now stroking with intent and obvious pleasure. I was fairly certain now that we would be seeing a big finish from our model today. I put my charcoal down and turned my attention fully to the hot man masturbating for our viewing pleasure. My hand instinctively rested on the bulge in my jeans. I darted my eyes around and realized I wasn't the only one doing the same. A couple of the guys had their hands in their pants. There was one guy I heard mutter "fuck it" and pull his cock from his trousers. He obviously couldn't hold back. There was no negative reaction from the group to this, and for a moment I considered doing the same. But I realized Angel was close, and I wasn't. If I was going to blow here, I would want to come with this hot model. Besides, I had a comfortable king bed at home and would have a back catalogue of Angel's OnlyFans releases to keep me edging into the night. The bell rang for the end of the session, but Angel continued to stroke. No one was drawing anymore. All eyes were firmly on the model working his thick cock. With a short, low grunt, Angel's cock pulsed and the first shot of cum fired hard onto his chest. He grunted with each shot that followed, the hair on his pecs and abs quickly matting with the volume of seed that flew from his dick. He panted as he slowed his stroking, his head falling back against the blocks of the stage. The vision in front of me now was just as erotic and arousing as any of the poses Angel had held for us tonight. I quickly whipped over a new page on my sketchpad and got to work, the lines quickly appearing across the page. The shape of his spent body quickly captured to show the satisfaction of a powerful release. It wasn't long before his body filled my page yet again, this time relaxed and pleasured, rather than tense and heightened as he had gradually become throughout the night. The final touches were to his dick, now laying semi-flaccid against his thigh, the last drop of cum sitting resting on the slit. "Feel free to wander around and check out other artists' work. Please clean up anything that needs cleaning," Chad, the organizer of the night, announced to the group, and we slowly stood from our stools and started wandering around. I noticed a couple of guys wiping the floor beneath their stools and knew that Angel wasn't the only one who felt more relaxed now than at the start of the session. One guy looked slightly embarrassed when I noticed the damp patch on the front of his pants. Another guy with a similar stain just shrugged and smiled. As we wandered, Angel stood from the stage, using a towel to wipe the cum from his body. He caught my eye and smiled as I looked at some of the other artwork on display. I was impressed by the various representations and styles of my fellow artists. Despite the difference, one thing was consistent amongst us all. Each artwork represented a strong masculine form. Angel was the perfect model of masculinity, and that showed on every easel. As I headed back to my easel to collect my drawings, I noticed that Angel was there waiting for me. "You snuck an extra drawing in," he said. He hadn't yet put his robe back on, and I tried my hardest not to glance at his cock again. "I couldn't help it. The way you looked after you came was so vulnerable, yet so hot." "I think it's my favorite," he said quietly. I blushed immediately. "You're just saying that." "I'm serious. I want to buy it." "Buy it?" Couldn't believe it. This hot stud wanted to buy my drawing of him. "Maybe you could bring it round to my place and we could discuss payment." He grinned and patted me lightly on the ass. My dick twitched at the feeling of his hand on my body and words failed me. With one hand still resting on my lower back, Angel flipped over a few pages on my sketchpad, found a drawing from earlier in the night, and, with a quick move of my charcoal, scrawled his name and phone number across the bottom of the page. "Call me sometime." He ran a finger along the waistband of my jeans, around to the front, where my erection was now in full force again. He slid that finger along the length of my cock before leaning forward slightly. "I'm free tomorrow." Angel turned and walked over to the organizer of the night, leaving me leaking yet again and wondering how my first life drawing class had gone so unexpectedly. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Gay Erotica Podcast by Liam Williams. If you'd like to support the podcast, there are links in the episode description. Thank you to Ronald, Naftali, Dale, and Jeffrey for your ongoing contribution. The link to support is in the episode description. The model in the story was based on the real model on the night. If you'd like to check him out, then there is a link to his Instagram in the episode description. There's also a link to Life Art Collective on Instagram, so you can follow them for future sessions. Thanks again for listening to the podcast. Don't forget that my novel's available at liamwilliams.com.au/books. If you would like to purchase it, you can do so directly from there. I hope you enjoyed this story and you subscribe to the podcast and tell your friends.